Congressman Albert, 2191.
Carl?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to talk to you. I didn't get a chance to individually this morning. A little more about this situation up there.
Yes.
I gather you're getting some static and backfire. Tell me about Halleck's conversation last night.
Well,
on adjournment and all that stuff.
He just said that I got, he was going to raise hell if we didn't adjourn by the 14th, that there wasn't any use in coming around here, and that he was going to fuss about this civil rights bill, and if they wanted to get it up quicker, if they go the normal route, that if have a reasonable hearing, well, his boys would go with it, but I don't know. The truth of the matter is, he's wanting to get a little bit of an anti-civil rights aura around him himself, because his right-wing group really chewed him when he went down here and agreed, down to the White House there, and agreed with President Kennedy to get that bill out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, I've catched him from all sides, because I said on the TV Sunday program, Face the Nation, that they asked me, would we have the bill on the floor by the end of the year, and I have it up on the floor this year. And I said, well, as a matter of practical parliamentary fact, I think that's almost impossible. And the other wing of the Republicans are chewing me for saying that, you know. McGregor gave a blast at me. But Alex threatening to do anything he can. He's even threatening to object to all unanimous consent requests to send bills to conference.
And,
of course, he and Smith could get together, and we'd have to go to Rules Committee, and Smith wouldn't call rules. They could lock us up here, but if they did, we'd just stay here through the Christmas holiday. But he is. He's in bad shape, and he's hitting the bottle too much, too early in the day, you know. But I'll tell you, we'll do anything you want to. I'm going to work hard for that civil rights bill. It might beat me, but I'm going to try to help you out. I really am. And I'm going to help put it over. And that's going a lot further than a lot of people would on other issues, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little tough for me, but I'm going to do it.
I thought Charlie was that night the leaders met with me. He talked very cooperatively.
Yeah, he did.
Was he drinking a little last night?
Yes, drinking too heavy. But he's been smart, and do you know that he told us to quit bringing up that he's getting tired of these things being brought up and named after the president. There's a limit to all this business, and a limit to what we should do.
I hear a good deal of that, Carl, a good deal of it.
Yeah, I do, too. And, but where he's playing it wrong, Mr. President, is for him to say it. If these people overdo it themselves, they're the ones that'll get hurt. But if he criticizes them for it, he's the one that's going to get hurt.
That's exactly right.
And, he even said, he says, it's time for Lyndon Johnson to move into the White House.
That's right.
But,
now, what do you think?
Did you find out anything?
Yeah, I want you to get the lay of the land, find out what they're thinking. I don't know of any choice we've got if Smith won't have a hearing, except just try to get the petition signed.
I think we will get it signed. We may not get it signed by Christmas, though.
No, but we ought to get as many the first day as we can.
That's right. Absolutely.
George Meany said Labor's going to bat on it. Dave McDonald called me. Told me he had 33 men on the hill.
Well, Dave, brother was up here just now. I saw him.
He told me that he had 108 that agreed to sign it.
108, he showed me his list.
And 145 that said no.
Yes, sir.
Of the Democrat.
And I think we will.
Can we make a little poll of our own and just start going down them by whips?
Yes, sir.
And just say to each whip, now we got to know and this is it. Now, how do you...
May not do it by whips. May do it by
states?
Yes, by people I can count on. You know.
Yeah. What about...
Let it come from somebody besides the leadership officially. It might let them do it, but us be behind it.
You
want the study group to do it. That's already created. A lot of them had to go bowling file, resolution on Sellers' bill, and some of them wanted me to, Homer wanted me to file with this charge. Well, I can't. Would never forgive me if I took a color away from it, you know.
I believe it'd be better, though, if if you talk to him and just said, now, this is going to be all or nothing. We ought to...
He'll be ready. He'll be ready on Monday. Next Monday, he'll be here, sign that bill. I mean, to discharge that bill.
I know, but wouldn't it get more votes if you filed it?
I don't know. I asked Lou about it, because I don't mind filing it, but I asked Lou about it, but Lou says that it's the worst thing in the world for the leadership to file that petition. And he says, you're just admitting you can't lead, and you're doing something that no leadership has ever done in history, and that you won't, that you'll do yourself more harm than good on everything that comes along. You'll get this one just as quick. Now, his judge is pretty good on this, so I admit he's a little conservative, but I believe his judgment's good. I don't mind it.
Does he think that you can get a rule out of rules? Is that what he's at?
No.
He thinks we got to go the discharge route.
He doesn't mean that. He thought we might eventually get one out of the Rules Committee. But he has no views on the discharge petition as such. He does about me filing it, and he doesn't even think the Speaker and I should sign it until the very last word, until we have to. I'm going to think that over, whether I sign it early or not. Normally they don't sign it. What do you think?
I'd lead them into it if that were me, but I don't know. And I don't want you to take my judgment. I think we've got to make a choice whether we want to go the rules route or the petition route. Once we make the petition route, we ought to go all the way, the quicker the better, with all the steam we got. It's just like if we say, well, we're going to pass, we're going to try a 100-yard pass. And you say, okay, but don't let the best passer pass. Just get him out and let's let somebody else do it. Now, there are not as many men going to get on a petition that Seller signed or Dick Boland puts up as well as the majority leader. And I think you've got to take the position that I'm against short-circuiting committees. I don't want to go around any committee. We've asked for hearings. This procedural question, we're willing to have hearings. The Speaker begged for hearings, but they won't give us hearings. And we just can't wait until it's too late to pass a bill and delay it in the Congress and kill it. And therefore, I'm going to ask the House of Representatives itself for a hearing in the Committee of the Whole. And if its agent won't function and can't function, then I'm going to ask the whole House to function, because we just can't have standstill, do nothing government. And it seems to me that would be more effective than having Seller do it or anybody else, because then fellows like Homer Thornberry and Albert Thomas and Jack Brooks and some of them could walk up there and sign it. Say, hell, a Democratic leader.
Yeah.
Let me
check this out with the Speaker, will you?
Yeah.
He's already talked to Seller. He may be committed to let Seller do it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Seller wants success, doesn't he?
Sure he does. He wants success.
Well, now, don't you think it, between you and Manny Seller, that you can...
We could probably work it out. I'll find out, and then I'll let you know what we can do. But I don't want... as a matter of helping you down the line, first of all, we got to pass this bill. I mean, Christ, this is it. If we don't pass this one, we're going to be blamed, and you're going to. Say, well,
they
have been here. You know,
Sure they will.
This is it. This is the bill. This bill.
Well, time. They got a story today in the paper that I'm trying to get rid of McNamara, and McNamara's going to run against me on a Republican ticket. He's
right.
The best cabinet member I got, and Charlie Bartlett, the president's best friend, wrote it.
Is that so?
Yeah, I just can't understand it.
Well, that kind of stuff. Well, they're always doing that to me, that sort of thing. But this... The other thing about this is that maybe we ought to take a poll before we decide, and we ought to take it between now and tomorrow or next time about what we're going to do and how far we go. If we can't get this out by a discharge petition, we may have to be at the mercy of the Rules Committee. What do you think?
Yeah, you'll have to.
Well, I mean, we might do ourselves more harm than good if we start pushing it too hard, unless we know we can do it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'd take that poll, and I think the bridge is pretty well burned. I think you might have got to do it, but I'd take that poll and see.
All right.
I wouldn't tell him I talked to him, but you call me back later in the afternoon. Let's keep pretty close touch.
All right.
Right. And